大家好。
How are you?
你还好吗？要回应啊。
Okay. Good, it's good to see you.
很高兴可以看到大家。
I want to start with a joke.
我要从一个笑话开始。
Whether you think it's funny or not, you are required to laugh.
不管你觉得好不好笑，拜托一定要笑。
I heard about this guy.
我听到有一个人呢。
That he got up on Sunday morning.
那礼拜天早上起来的时候。
And he said to his wife.
他跟他的妻子说。
I'm not going to church today.
今天我不上教会了。
He said, and I'll give you three good reasons why I'm not going.
我给你三个很好的理由，为什么我不上教会。
Number one, I don't like the building.
第一个，我不喜欢教堂这个建筑物。
Number two, I don't like the people.
第二个，我不喜欢教堂里面的人。
And number three, the people don't like me.
第三，教堂里面的人也不喜欢我。
He said, I can tell it.
他说我看得出来。
They look at me funny.
他们看我的方式都不一样。
They just don't like me.
他们不喜欢我。
So I'm not going to church today.
所以今天我不上教堂。
She said, as all ladies have to do at some time or another.
那就像每一个姐妹都会这样的回应她丈夫的。
She said, you are going to church today.
她说你今天还是要上教堂。
And I'll give you three good reasons why you're going.
我给你三个理由为什么你要上教堂。
Number one, I've gotten up and I'm going.
第一个是我已经起来了，我要去教堂。
Number two, the kids have gotten up and they're going.
第二个理由是孩子也起来了，他们要去教堂。
And number three, you're the pastor and they're expecting you to be there.
第三，你是教会的主任牧师，他们期待你在教堂里。
But I want to talk to you today about something.
但是今天我要跟大家分享一个东西。
Why some pastors actually don't want to go to church.
为什么有一些的牧师不想上教堂？
So I'm going to talk to you about a principle.
我要跟大家分享一个原则。
It was a part of the law.
过去是在律法里的原则。
But it is a principle that goes all through scripture.
但是这个原则是应用在圣经的里面。
I'm going to speak a lot to pastors today.
今天我是花很多的时间要对我们当中的牧长领袖说的。
But this principle applies to all of us.
但是这个原则也可以应用在每一个人生命里面。
And here's the title of my message today.
我今天的信息的主题是什么呢？
Take the day off.
休一天的假吧。
Take the day off.
休一天的假吧。
So we're going to talk about the Sabbath.
我们今天要来谈的是安息日。
And how to have a day off.
怎么样能够有一个天的安息。
Now I'm going to read a lot of scripture.
我会读很多的经文。
So if you want to turn to some of them, you can.
如果你要跟我一起翻到这边的经文，你也可以。
We're going to begin in Exodus chapter 16.
我们要从出埃及记十六章开始。
This is when the Sabbath began.
这是安息日开始的时候。
It's when God was providing manna for His children.
当神为他的儿女提供玛纳的时候。
Every day in the wilderness.
每一天在旷野里面，神供应玛纳。
Exodus chapter 16, beginning in verse 23.
出埃及记十六章二十三节。
And then He said to them.
摩西对他们说。
This is what the Lord has said.
耶和华这样说。
Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest.
明天是圣安息日。
A holy Sabbath to the Lord.
是向耶和华守的圣安息日。
Bake what you will bake today.
你们要烤的就烤了。
And boil what you will boil.
要煮的就煮了。
And lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning.
所剩的都要留到早晨。
So they laid it up till morning.
他们就照摩西的吩咐留到早晨。
As Moses commanded, and it did not stink.
也不臭。
Nor were there any worms in it.
里头也没有虫子。
Then Moses said, "Eat that today."
摩西说：“你们今天吃这个吧。
For today is a Sabbath to the Lord.
因为今天是向耶和华守的安息日。
Today you will not find it in the field.
你们在田野也找不着了。
6 days you shall gather it.
六天可以收取。
But on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none.
第七天乃是安息日，那一天必没有了。
Now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather."
第七天百姓中有人出去收，什么也找不着。
But they found none.
什么也找不着。
And the Lord said to Moses,
耶和华对摩西说，
How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?
你们不肯守我的诫命和律法，要到几时呢？
See, look, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath.
你们看，耶和华即将安息日赐给你们。
Therefore he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days.
所以第六天他赐给你们两天的食物。
Let every man remain in his place.
第七天，个人要住在自己的地方。
Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.
不许任何人出去。
So the people rested on the seventh day.
于是百姓第七天安息了。
Okay, I have a question for you.
我有个问题要问你了。
Why did God do this?
为什么神要这样做？
Obviously, it's because He doesn't want us to have any fun on this earth.
因为神不要我们在地上有任何的有趣的事，是不是？
It's exactly opposite.
其实是完全相反的。
God wants you to enjoy work.
神要你享受工作。
So God actually gives you a day off.
所以神给你有一天的安息。
So I want to talk about this day off.
所以我要跟你谈这个安息的日。
So here's point number one.
所以第一点是什么呢？
It's a commandment.
这是从神来的诫命。
It's a commandment.
这是从神来的诫命。
It actually makes God's top 10 list.
这个诫命其实在神的前十条诫命当中出现的。
It's the fourth commandment.
是第四条诫命。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及二十章。
Verses 8 through 11.
第八节到第十一节。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
六日要劳碌你一切的工。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God.
但第七日是向耶和华你上帝当守的安息日。
In it you shall do no work.
这一日你和你的儿女无论何工都不可做。
You nor your son nor your daughter.
你和你的儿女。
Nor your male servant nor your female servant.
仆婢。
Nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates.
牲畜并你城里寄居的客旅。
For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them.
无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物。
And rested the seventh day.
第七日便安息。
Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
Now this is one of the Ten Commandments.
这是十诫当中其中一诫。
Now I'm going to say something kind of sarcastically.
我会讲一些东西比较讽刺性的。
Aren't you glad that as believers we don't need to do these?
有没有很开心作为基督徒我们现在不需要守这些诫命？
Isn't that crazy thinking?
这样的想法会不会很疯狂啊？
I know that we don't keep the commandments to be saved.
我知道我们不需要遵守律法才能够得救。
We're saved by grace through faith.
我们是得救本乎恩，因着信。
But if we keep these commandments, there's a blessing.
可是当我们遵守这个诫命的时候，是有祝福的。
And if we don't keep these commandments, there are consequences.
我们不遵守诫命是有结果的。
If you lie, there are consequences.
当你说谎的时候会有结果。
If you steal, there are consequences.
当你偷窃的时候会有结果的。
If you murder someone, there are consequences.
当你杀人的时候是会有结果的。
Now I want to show you how wrongly we think about the Sabbath.
我要跟大家解释，我们通常想到安息日的时候，我们的想法有多荒谬。
We wouldn't say this out loud.
我们不会公开的讲出来。
But actually, we kind of believe this, what I'm about to say in our hearts.
可是我们常常心里面会是这样的想。
We think that we're supposed to keep 9 of the 10 commandments.
我们会觉得我们应该遵守十诫里面九诫就好了。
We actually think that we should keep the other 9, but we're exempt from this one.
我们会觉得九诫是需要继续持守的。
Now I want to prove it to you.
但是这一诫不需要。
I want to prove it to you.
我要证明给你看。
We believe that we should not have any other gods before him.
我们觉得我们不应该有他神取代神。
Right?
是不是？
Right?
是不是啊？
We believe that we should not have idols.
我们不应该有偶像，这些我们相信，对不对？
Right. We believe that we should not take his name in vain.
我们不该亵渎他的名，是不是啊？
Let's skip the fourth one for a moment.
我们先跳过第四个。
We believe we should honor our mother and father.
我们要尊重我们的父母亲，孝顺父母，对不对？
We should believe we should not lie.
我们不应该说谎，对不对？
We should not steal.
不应该偷窃，对不对？
We should not murder.
不应该杀害。
We should not commit adultery.
不应该犯奸淫。
And we should not covet.
也不应该贪恋。
Is that right?
是不是？
We believe all those.
我们觉得这九个都应该要持守。
But for some reason,
但是不知道为什么，
we don't think we should take a day off.
我们不觉得我们应该休息一天。
We even say things like this.
我们甚至会这样讲。
Well, Christ fulfilled that.
基督已经为我们成就了这一切。
Well, Christ fulfilled the whole law.
基督成就了所有的律法。
What does that mean?
所以这什么意思？
Does that mean as a believer now that I can lie?
意思说当我作为一个基督徒，
and not have consequences?
我就可以撒谎然后不经历它的结果吗？
I can steal and not have consequences?
我可以偷窃却不经历它的结果吗？
I can murder and not have consequences?
我可以杀害却不经历它的结果吗？
Please hear me.
注意听好了。
If you're not taking a day off,
如果你没有休息一天，
you are suffering the consequences.
你正在这个结果之下。
This is a commandment.
因为这是神的命令啊。
It has just as much weight as the other nine.
这个诫命跟其他九条诫命是一样重要的。
It is for your good.
这是为你好啊。
Now I'm going to tell you something I did one time that I might not should have done.
我会给大家讲一个东西，是我过去做应该不应该做的。
We were in the office.
有一次我们在办公室里。
And there were about seven or eight of us talking.
那时候我们有大概七八个人在那边聊，在谈话。
For me, Monday is my Sabbath.
对我来说，礼拜一是我的安息日。
Because I'm a pastor.
因为我是牧师。
I have to work on Sunday.
我礼拜天要工作。
I can't take Sunday off.
我没有办法礼拜天不工作。
I know in Scripture even Saturday is the Sabbath.
我知道在圣经里面讲到礼拜六是安息日。
But we have services on Saturday also, and I'm preparing for the weekend.
但是因为礼拜六我们也有崇拜，我也要预备礼拜天的服事。
So Monday is like the end of my week.
所以礼拜天，礼拜一是好像我的一周的最后。
So everyone knows that Monday is the Sabbath.
所以每一个人知道我的礼拜一是我的安息日。
Don't email me on Monday.
礼拜一不要写 email 给我。
Don't call me on Monday.
在礼拜一不要打电话给我。
I've had my staff before send me an email on Monday.
有一次我的同工在礼拜一寄一个 email 给我。
And I send them back this email.
然后我就回他们这个电邮是这样回法。
What day is this?
今天是礼拜几？
Then I get an email back that says.
然后他们的回的 email 是说。
Sorry.
对不起。
I am religious or strict about this.
我非常刻意在乎我的安息日。
So I'm going to give you the illustration that I did in the office one day that maybe I shouldn't have done.
我给大家一个例子，当时我在办公室里面做，可能不应该这样做的。
We were standing around in a group of about seven or eight.
七八个人，我们就在那边交谈。
And someone said to me.
突然有个人对我说
，Pastor Robert, I know that Monday is your Sabbath.
Robert 牧师啊，我知道礼拜一是你的安息日。
But could you do this on Monday?
可是可不可以麻烦你礼拜一做这件事？
You know what I said?
你知道我跟他说什么吗？
Why don't you just ask me to commit adultery while you're at it?
我说你要不要顺便叫我犯奸淫啊？
Why don't you ask me to steal something?
你要不要顺便叫我去偷窃？
Why don't you ask me to lie?
你要不要顺便叫我说谎？
What's the difference?
差别是什么？
You just asked me.
你刚才要求我做的事。
To break one of the ten commandments.
就是违背十诫当中的一诫。
And you thought it was okay.
那你觉得是可以的哦。
Now, I understand that sometimes we are traveling or in a conference or something like that.
我知道有的时候我们要在旅程当中或者是去到另外一个地方或参加特会。
I'm not saying be legalistic about it.
我在讲的不是你要很律法主义啊。
But I'm saying put the principle in practice in your life that you're going to rest one day a week.
我是说要把这样的一个原则应用在你生命里面，就是一个礼拜当中要休息一天。
To me, it's like tithing.
对我来讲就像是十一一样。
When you give the first 10%,
你把十分之投资
The other 90% is blessed.
献给神，你的十分之九是蒙福的。
When you rest one day a week,
当你一个礼拜安息一天，
the other 6 days are blessed.
另外的六天是蒙福的。
You'll get more work done in those 6 days.
在那六天当中，你可以成就的是更多的工作。
Than if you had worked all 7.
远超过你做七天呐。
So number one, it's a commandment.
第一个，这是一条诫命。
Number two, it's a pattern.
第二个，这是一个生活的模式。
It is a pattern in Scripture.
这是在圣经里面的一个生活模
式。In other words, it represents something bigger than just one day off.
换句话说，这所代表的不是只是休一天的安息日而已。
Exodus 31 verses 14 through 17.
出埃及记三十一章十四节到十七节那边告诉我们说
，You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore.
所以你们要守安息日。
For it is holy or set apart to the Lord.
以为圣日或者是分别为圣的日。
Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death.
凡干犯这日的必要把他治死。
For whoever does any work on it.
凡在这日做工的。
That person shall be cut off from among his people.
必从民中剪除。
Work shall be done for 6 days.
六日要做工。
But the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
但第七日是安息圣日。
Holy to the Lord.
是向耶和华守为圣的。
Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day,
凡在安息日做工的，
he shall surely be put to death.
必要把他治死。
Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
故此以色列人要世世代代。
And we've been grafted into the nation.
守安息日，我们也连接于以色列。
To observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant.
世世代代守安息日为永远的约。
Now this is what I mean about it being a pattern.
我在讲的这个模式是什么意思？
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
这是我和以色列人永远的证据。
For, and the preposition for means because.
这个因为的原因就是因为。
In 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth.
因为六日之内耶和华造天地。
And on the 7th day, he rested.
第七日便安息。
Now this next phrase is actually hard to explain theologically.
接下来这两个字从神学的角度是比较不容易来解释的。
It says on the 7th day, he rested.
第七日他便安息
and was refreshed.
然后舒畅。
God was refreshed.
神他舒畅，他被更新。
Can you explain to me how an omnipotent God was refreshed?
你可以跟我解释一个全能的神，他为什么需要 refresh， 需要更新舒畅？
Well, I'll do my best.
我会尽我所能的。
But you might have more revelation on this than I.
可能你有更多的启示胜过我。
This Hebrew word refreshed actually means to take breath.
意思是吸一口气，深呼吸。
To breathe in.
深呼吸。
What had God been doing for 6 days?
神在六天的创造当中在做什么？
Actually, he had been breathing out.
是吹出他的气息。
Because he had been creating.
因为他在创造。
And the way God creates is to speak.
神创造的方式是什么？说话。
And when you speak, you breathe out.
当你说话的时候，气息从你口中出去。
So for 6 days, God had been saying.
所以在六天当中，神在说话。
Let there be light.
有光。
Let the earth bring forth creatures.
让地生出动物来。
Let us make mankind.
让我们造人
in our image,
按着我们的形象
after our likeness,
按着我们的样式
and then he even breathed into mankind.
甚至对人吹气
for 6 days he'd been breathing out.
在六天当中一直把气息吹出来
on the 7th day,
在第七天
he breathed in.
他深呼吸进去
I have a question for you.
我有个问题要问你了。
If God needs to catch his breath every now and then,
如果神他也需要深呼吸一下
how much more do you?
你需不需要啊喘气一下
God, have you ever said to someone, just let me catch my breath for a minute?
你有没有对人家说、啊、让我喘一下让我喘一口气
Just let me sit down just for a minute.
让我先坐下来喘一口气
And just breathe in.
然后深呼吸
You know what God says?
你知道神说什么?
You can do it for a whole day every week.
你每一个礼拜可以有一天好好的喘气。
And he says it's a sign.
神说这是一个守约的印记啊。
Do you know what the Sabbath is a sign of?
你知道安息日是一个什么样的证据啊?
Creationism.
就是创造论的证据。
It was a witness to the whole world.
这是对全世界的一个见证。
No other nation took a day off.
没有任何周围的国家会休息一天的。
So there would be another nation that was doing business with Israel.
会有其他的国家在跟以色列做生意来往。
And so he would send him an email.
他可能写一个 email 给以色列。
I know they didn't have email back then.
我知道过去他们没有 email 啊，你懂我意思。
That was a joke. Give me a laugh.
你应该要笑的，对不对？
哈哈哈。
笑笑笑哦。
So they would send an email to someone in Israel.
他们写一个 email 给以色列的人
saying, "I'll be in town on Saturday. Let's close this business deal."
哦，我礼拜六会到你们中间呢，我们把这个合约签好吧。
The Jewish person would email back.
这个犹太人会 email 回去说
"No, we don't work on Saturday."
哦，对不起，我们礼拜天不上班。
The non-Jewish person would email back, "What do you mean you don't work on Saturday?"
那个外邦人会问说，你什么叫礼拜六不上班呢？
The Jewish person would email back.
犹太人会 email 回去说
Because it's the Sabbath.
因为是安息日啊。
The non-Jewish person.
那个外邦人会说
What is the Sabbath?
安息是什么东西？
He would say, "Don't you know?"
他会说你不知道。
It's the day God rested.
是神安息的日子啊。
And the Jewish person would email the non-Jewish person,
而这个犹太人会 email 给这个外邦人
and say, God created the earth and all that is in it in 6 days.
神创造天地在六天当中
and he rested on the seventh day.
在第七天安息
And the non-Jewish person would email back,
这个外邦人会 email 回去说
Tell me more about this God.
可以更多告诉我关于这位神吗？
The Sabbath was the greatest witnessing tool the church had for thousands of years.
在几千年下来，安息日其实是教会最好的一个见证的工具。
It separated the church from the world.
这是分别教会跟世界的一个很重要的东西。
It said to the church,
这是对教会说
that if I don't work on this day,
如果我在这一天不工作
God can provide manna from heaven for my family.
神仍然能够从天上
供应马拿给我的家庭 provider,
神才是我的供应者不是我的工作
God is my provider.
神才是我的供应者
When you don't rest one day a week,
当你在一天当一个礼拜当中不休息一天
you are defiantly saying to God,
你其实是在悖逆当中对神说
you are not my provider.
你不是我的供应者
my hard work is my provider.
我的努力工作才是我的供应者
Okay?
可以吗
okay
可以吗可以吗回应一下啊、哦 okay.
number three
第三点
God is serious about it
神很看重神对这个东西非常认真的
God is serious about this
神非常的认真看重这个诫命
numbers 15 verses 32 through 36
民数记十五章三十二节到三十六节
now while the children of Israel were in the wilderness
以色列人在旷野的时候
They found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day.
遇见一个人在安息日捡柴。
I want you to notice what he was doing.
我要你注意到他在安息日做什么。
Gathering sticks.
捡柴。
Not committing adultery.
不是犯奸淫。
Not murdering someone.
不是杀害人。
Not lying.
不是说谎。
Picking up sticks on the Sabbath day.
只是在安息日。捡木头
and those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation.
遇见他捡柴的人就把他带到摩西、亚伦并全会众那里。
Watch this next phrase.
看看接下来所说的这句话哦。
They put him under guard.
将他收在监内。
They had soldiers guard him.
他们把他关起来啊。
Of course.
当然了。
He was a stick gatherer.
因为他捡柴。这么严重
You better watch this guy closely.
你要仔细的，不要让这个人跑跑。
They put him under guard.
他把他收在监内。
Because it had not been explained what should be done to him.
因为当怎样办他还没有指明。
Then the Lord said to Moses.
耶和华吩咐摩西说。
The man must surely be put to death.
总要把那人致死。
All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp.
全会众要在营外用石头把他打死。
So as the Lord commanded Moses,
于是全会众将他带到营外。
All the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died.
用石头打死他是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
Okay, remember my point.
记得我的刚才所讲的。
God is serious about this.
神真的很认真地看待这个诫命啊。
That's pretty strong.
这个很惨啊。
That is really strong.
这真的很惨。
As far as my study has found,
在我的圣经的研读过程当中
if I'm wrong, please let me know.
如果我犯了错误，你也可以跟我说。
But four things in the Old Testament carry the death sentence.
在旧约里面有四件事是要致死的。
Murder,
杀害人。
Adultery,
淫乱、奸淫。
Disobedient to parents,
不孝敬父母。
And not keeping the Sabbath.
然后不守安息日。
Murder.
杀人
adultery,
奸淫
disobedient to parents,
不孝敬父母
and not keeping the Sabbath.
然后不守安息日
By the way, this one, disobedient to parents,
这个不孝敬父母啊
there have probably been times
你知道可能会有这样的
时间 when you wanted to say to your child,
当你很想跟你的孩子说
you know, if we were in the Old Testament, you'd be dead now.
你我们如果在旧约的话你现在已经死了我告诉你
But not keeping the Sabbath.
但是不守安息日也是。
Okay, now I know we're not under the law.
我知道我已经不在律法之下。
I'm grateful for that.
我很感谢神，我们在律法之下。
But I want to ask you something.
但是我要问你一个事。
It says if you don't keep the Sabbath,
这边告诉我们说，当你不守安息日，
you're going to be put to death.
你就要致死。
Here's my question for you.
我要问你的问题是，
Are you putting yourself to death?
你有没有把自己放在致死当中啊？
Are you dying sooner than you should because you are not resting one day a week?
你是不是因为没有一个礼拜休息一天而英年早逝啊？
God is serious about this.
神很认真地看待这个。
Okay, here's number four.
第四点。
Unobserved Sabbaths accumulate.
没有守的安息日会累积的。
Unobserved Sabbaths accumulate.
没有守的安息日会累积的。
2 Chronicles 36 verses 20 and 21.
我们来看在历代志下。
And those who escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon.
那些离开那些到巴比伦的人。
Where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia.
就成为他们的仆人，成为他们的子辈，直到
To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah.
要来成就耶利米所说的话。
Watch this next phrase carefully.
我们仔细来看下一节所说的话。
Until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths.
直到那个土地她享受到她得享的安息。
As long as she lay desolate, she—that's the land—she kept Sabbath.To fulfill 70 years.
直到他在荒凉的光景当中，他正在守安息，直到七十年满足。
This is amazing.
这是非常奇妙的部分。
Every Bible scholar knows about the Babylonian captivity.
圣经上每一个人都知道这些以色列人被巴比伦被掳。
But what many people don't realize is why the children of Israel are taken out of the land for 70 years.
但是大部分人不知道为什么以色列百姓被掳七十年之久。
And we just read it.
我们刚才读到的。
So that the land could enjoy Sabbath.
是要让地可以享受安息。
God took his people into captivity for 70 years.
神把他的允许他的百姓被掳七十年。
So that the land could enjoy Sabbath.
以至于地可以享受安息。
I have a question for you, and it sounds very familiar or similar to the question Jesus asked in the Sermon on the Mount.
我有个问题要问你，跟耶稣在登山宝训当中问的问题很像。
If you think God's concerned about the birds,
如果你觉得神在乎鸟，
how much more is He concerned about you?
他更是在乎你啊。
So here's my question for you.
所以我现在要问你问题是，
If God's concerned about the land enjoying rest.
如果神在乎地享受安息，
How much more is he concerned about you?
他不会更在乎你是否能够享受安息吗？
Now they were taken out of the land for 70 years.
他们被掳离开他们的地土七十年。
Here's why.
我告诉你为什么。
Every 7 years they were supposed to let the land rest.
每七年要让地享受安息年。
So they got to the first 7.
所以他们在第七年之后，
But they didn't let the land rest.
他们没有让地土休息一年。
So God up in heaven,
所以神在天上，
on some big board,
在他的那个大黑板上面，
wrote one,
写了一年，
one Sabbath that they missed.
他们错过了一个安息年。
Then they got to 14 years.
到了十四年的时候，
they didn't let the land rest.
他们也没有让地享受安息年。
So God wrote,
神又在大黑板上面写。
He put another mark.
再画了一个二。
Then they got to 21 years.
然后二十一年。
Three.
他们又没有守三。
28 years.
然后。
35 years.
三十五年。
42 years.
四十二年。
49.
四十九年。
Remember, I like math.
是的，我很喜欢数学。
So how long did they go without letting the land rest?
他们有多久没有让地享受安息啊？
Every 7 years.
每七年享受一年。
And God took them away for 70 years.
神把他们掳去七十年。
70 times 7.
七十乘以七。
490 years.
四百九十年，他们没有让地享受安息。
They went 490 years without observing the Sabbath.
他们490年都没有遵守安息年。
Which now I'm referring to the seventh year Sabbath.
所以我现在讲的是安息年。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
If you did something for 490 years,
当你做一个事做了490年
would you start thinking that you might be getting away with it?
你有没有可能会觉得说啊，其实神根本没有在看，无所谓。
They didn't get away with it.
可是神没有让他们无所谓，对不对？
Unobserved Sabbaths accumulate.
没有遵守的安息会累积的。
God took his own people and made them slaves for 70 years.
神让他自己的百姓被掳作为奴婢70年
So that the land that he created could rest.
以及他所创造的给他们预备的地土可以安息。
How much more does God want you to rest?
那神何不更渴望你享受安息呢？
So unobserved Sabbaths accumulate.
所以没有遵守的安息会累积的。
Here's number five.
第五点。
God made the Sabbath for our benefit.
神创造安息日是为了我们的益处。
God made the Sabbath for our good, our benefit.
神设立安息是为了我们得益处的。
Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28.
马可福音第二章23节到28节。
Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath.
耶稣当安息日从麦地经过。
And as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain.
他的当呃当他门徒们行路的时候，就折了麦穗。
And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?"
法利赛人对耶稣说：“看了，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”
But he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and those with him?"
耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫跟从他的人缺乏饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？”
How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest.
他当亚比亚他做大祭司的时候，怎么样进了神的殿？
And he ate the showbread which is not lawful to eat except for the priest, and he also gave some to those who were with him.
吃了神设饼，又给跟从他的人吃。这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可吃。
And he said to them,
又对他们说，
The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath.
所以人子也是安息日的主。
Okay, please hear my heart.
大家仔细听好我的心啊。
I'm not saying that we were made to serve this law.
我不是说我们受造是为了要服侍这条律法诫命。
I'm saying that God made this principle to serve us.
我说神设立这个。原则是要来服侍我们，使我们得益处的。
God did this for our good.
神是为了我们得益处，设立了这一个诫命。
So again, I'm not saying be legalistic about it.
所以我在说的不是我们要变得律法主义啊。
Jesus even addressed this in another passage.
耶稣在另外一处也讲到这一段。
He said, if your ox falls in a ditch on the Sabbath, which one of you will not get it out?
他说在安息日，如果你的驴子掉在坑里面，有谁不会把它拉出来的呢？
Okay, so you might have an emergency on the Sabbath.
所以可能在安息日当中，你有一个紧急的事情。
But they say they call and one of your church members has had a heart attack.
比如说他们打电话过来教会的一个会友，他突然心脏病发作。
Okay, don't say this is my day off.
你不会说今天是我的安息日。
I'm not saying act that way.
我讲的不是要这样的一个行为。
I'm saying there are a lot of things though that you don't have to do.On a rest day.
我说的是在你的安息那一天有很多是不需要做的事。
Make it a principle in your life.
让这个成为你生命当中的一个原则。
I teach pastors about this all the time.
我去到很多地方教导牧者关于这个原则。
Many times I'll have question and answer time.
很多的时候在 Q&A 的时间。
I always get this question.
他们总是会问我这个问题。
What do you do on your Sabbath?
你在你的安息日做什么？
They always ask me that.
他们总是问这个问题。
What do you do on your Sabbath?
在安息日你做什么？
Here's what I say.
我跟他们的回应是这样。
That's the wrong question.
这是一个错误问题的方式。
The emphasis is not on what I do on the Sabbath.
因为重点不是在安息日我做什么。
The principle is about what I don't do on the Sabbath.
因为这个原则讲到的是我在安息日不该做什么。
I don't do things that pertain to my job.
我不做任何跟我工作有关联的事情。
I don't write messages on the Sabbath.
我不会在安息日准备信息。
I don't write books on the Sabbath.
我也不会在安息日写书。
I don't answer emails that pertain to work on the Sabbath.
我也不会在安息日的时候回应任何跟工作教会有关的 email.
The word Sabbath comes from two Hebrew words.
安息日是来自于希伯来文的两个字。
The root of the word is labor.
那个字根其实来自于的是工作。
The prefix to it is no.
然后前面的讲是没有。
That dramatically.
就是这样的一个强烈的文法。
Labor, no.
工作不要
No
不要
Don't work
不要工作
And God has to say it to us over and over and over again
神要不断地重复地告诉我们
And the bottom line is we don't trust him
重点是我们不信赖他
We don't trust that if we don't work 7 days he can't still build the church
我们不相信说如果我不工作7天的话神没有办法建造教会
And I'm telling you
我要告诉你的是
He can build the churcheven without you working any.
你就算一天都不工作神也可以建造他的教会。
We get to work with him.
我们是有荣幸可以跟他一起同工啊。
But he can do it all on his own.
可是他自己可以建造教会的。
He just like I said last night, he's decided to partner with us.
就像我昨天所说的他决定要跟我们一起同工。
But he doesn't want to partner with us on the seventh day.
可是他不想要在安息那天跟我们同工哦。
He wants us to rest.
他要我们安息。
I remember years ago.
我记得很多年前啊。
I was talking to this pastor, and we were trying to schedule a lunch.
我在跟这个牧师在交谈，我们尝试要约好一个中餐，一我们一个中餐的聚集的时间。
He had his calendar out, and I had my calendar out.
他拿他的行事历出来，我拿我的行事历出来。
I said, "Well, what about next Tuesday?"
我说下个礼拜二怎么样
？No, I'm have these meetings.
哦，他说我不行不行，我有这些。
He said, "What about Wednesday?"
他说礼拜天，礼拜三呢
？I said, "No, I'm speaking somewhere."
哦，我说礼拜三，礼拜三我要去讲道。
I said, "What about Thursday?" I said, "What do you have scheduled next Thursday?"
我说礼拜四呢？礼拜四你的行事历上面有什么
？He said, "Nothing."
他说没有东西。
I said, "Great, let's do it on Thursday."
好，那就礼拜四中午了。
He said, "No, you misunderstood me."
他说你误解我。
I have nothing scheduled next Thursday.
我下个礼拜四在我行事历面我排了没事。
I still don't understand.
我还是不明白他在讲什么。
I said, "Okay, great. Let's have lunch."
我说好啊，那就那天吃饭了。
He said, "No, Robert."
他说不 ，Robert。
I have scheduled.
我排刻意排进去。
To do nothing.
在礼拜四什么都不做。
Next Thursday.
礼拜四什么都不做。
Next Thursday,
下礼拜四
I'm going to do nothing.
我什么都不做。
I remember when we did finally get together for lunch.
我知道，我记得当我们后来最后聚集一起用餐的时候。
I said, "Explain this to me why you actually schedule to do nothing."
我说你可不可以跟我解释一下为什么你会刻意的排没事在你的行事历里面
？He was about 60 years old.
他那时候已经60岁了。
He said, "When I was in my early 40s."
他说当我在40岁出头的时候。
I got sick.
我生病
I was in the hospital.
我在医院里面
They could not figure out what was wrong with me.
他们完全不知道我到底生了什么病
I had no energy.
我没有任何的精力
I could not lift a spoon to my mouth.
连提一个连用汤匙我都没有力气
I was being fed through a tube.
我是用那用针筒来
I could not get out of bed to go to the bathroom.
我连下床去厕所都不行
I was crying one night.
有一天晚上，我在神面前哭泣。
Tears were coming out of my eyes on the pillow.
然后我的眼泪流到枕头上面。
I said, "God, I've tried to serve you."
我说神啊，我尝试要服侍你。
But they tell me I'm dying.
他们告诉我说我快要死去了。
I don't understand.
神，我不明白啊。
What if you'll tell me what to do differently?
你可以告诉我应该改什么修。
I promise I will do it.
我跟你承诺，我一定会做。
And he said, "The Lord said to me."
然后说主就对我说。
He said, "I'm not punishing you."
我不是在惩罚你。
You've punished yourself for years.
是。做这么多年下来，你自我的惩罚。
You have not rested one day a week.
因为你没有在一个礼拜当中休息一天呐。
Your body is dying.
你的身体在这样的一个结果当中。
He said, "Lord, I repent."
他说主，我悔改。
And the Lord said to him.
然后主就跟他说。
Then I'll heal you.
就说那我医治你。
He said he felt strength come into his body.
他说当下他就感觉到力量进到他身体里面。
He got up out of the bed.
他就下床。
He pulled the wires out.
把所有的针管都拿出来。
He got dressed.
他就穿好衣服
and he went home.
他就回家了
and he never been back in the hospital.
从来就没有再回到医院里
Now it may not be that dramatic for you.
可能对你来讲不会那么戏剧性。
But for some of you, it's getting close.
但是对我们当中有些的人，你的身体已经快要到这样的一个境界里。
You have to rest.
你必须要休息。
You have to be refreshed.
你必须要舒畅，必须要更新啊。
Let me tell you how God really put this principle in my life.
让我跟大家分享神怎么样让这样的一个原则落实在我生命里面。
Years ago, I went to Africa for a mission trip.
几年前我去到非洲去一个短宣。
I'd been very busy before I went.
在我去之前呢，我很忙碌。
I came back and I went right back into a busy schedule.
然后短宣回来之后，又进到我的忙碌服事里面。
And one day I was getting ready for work.
有一天我就预备好要去上班。
I'm going to tell you a very embarrassing personal story about me.
我要跟大家讲的是让我非常窘困的一个故事啊。
I took a shower.
我洗完澡。
I went into my closet.
我就去到我的衣柜里面。
I opened my underwear drawer.
我打开我的内裤的那个柜子。
And I had one pair of underwear.
我只剩下最后一条内裤在里面。
And I remember thinking.
我记得我在想。
What am I going to wear tomorrow?
那我明天要穿什么？
I'm not going to have any underwear tomorrow.
明天没有内裤了。
I feel like pastors should wear underwear.
我觉得牧师应该要穿内裤啊。
But I'm not going to have any underwear tomorrow.
可是明天没内裤穿。
I couldn't think that I could wash underwear.
我完全没有办法想象我其实可以洗内裤。
I couldn't think I could go to the store and buy underwear.
我也没有办法想我可以其实去买新的内裤。
I was exhausted.
我已经累到一个地步。
And I thought, I'm not going to have underwear tomorrow.
我就想我明天没有内裤穿。
I don't want to go to work without underwear.
我不想上班不穿内裤。
So I put my last pair of underwear on.
所以我把最后一条内裤穿上。
I opened my sock drawer.
我打开我的那个袜子的那个柜子。
I had no socks.
没袜子了。
I sat down in my closet.
我就在我衣柜里面坐下来。
Crossed my legs.
我脚这样插。
In my underwear.
就坐着内裤。
And started crying.
在穿着内裤跪下来坐在那边哭。
I don't have any socks.
我没有袜子。
And then I had this thought.
突然我就有一个想法。
You're going crazy.
你疯了。
You're losing your mind.
你真的疯了。
You are crying over socks.
没有袜子就可以哭成这个样子。
I went to lunch with one of my friends that day.
那天周五跟我一个朋友吃饭。
I said, I have to tell you what happened to me this morning.
我说我必须要告诉你今天早晨发生的事。
I think I'm losing my mind.
我觉得我真的快疯了。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他跟我说什么？
He said, you're not losing your mind.
他说你没有要疯啊。
You're just tired.
你只是累了。
Anybody would be tired if they kept up with your schedule.
如果任何人照着你的行事历来生活的话，一定会累的。
And the Lord started speaking to me about Sabbath.
主就开始对我说关于安息日。
One of the things that I look for my Sabbath.
在我的安息当中，我很期待的。
Is replenishment.
就是重新得力。
You have four tanks.
你想象一下
like fuel tanks.
你有四个好像是。
They are constantly being drained.
你四个领域当中那种
是。You have a spiritual tank.
有一个属灵的。
A mental tank.
有一个是心思的。
An emotional tank.
一个是情感的。
And a physical tank.
一个是体力上面的库存，四种不同的库存。
You have to find out what fills your tanks.
你需要知道什么东西可以充满这四个不同的库存箱。
What fills your spiritual tank?
什么东西充满你的属灵的库存？
But what replenishes your mind and your mental tank?
什么东西可以重新让你的思想？
What fills your emotional tank?
什么可以让你的情感的库存加添的？
And what replenishes your physical tank?
什么东西可以让你的体力加添的？
I got with the elders of the church.
我跟教会的长老们聚集起来。
I talked to them about how tired I was.
我跟他们分享我有多累。
We began setting a day off a week.
我们就开始守一个礼拜一次的安息日。
We began to set break times for me throughout the year.
然后在每一年当中会有不同的休假休息的时间。
Every year during the summer, I take a six-week break.
每一年在暑假的时候，我会休六个礼拜的假期。
Because as a pastor, you're always creating sermons.
因为作为牧师，你每一次都在写讲章，想的讲章。
It's very exhausting.
其实是很累的。
Just like my body needs to rest, my mind needs to rest.
就像我的身体需要休息，我的思想也需要能够休息。
Also, every 5 to 7 years, all of our pastors get a sabbatical.
然后每五年到七年，我们的牧师们都会有所谓的安息年。
All of our pastors get 4 weeks vacation every year.
每一个牧师在我们教会里面一年可以有四天的休假，四个礼拜，四个礼拜的休假。对不起，四个礼拜休假。I said 4 days instead of four weeks.
No, 4 weeks. 4 weeks.
四个礼拜，四个礼拜，我需要安息啊。I just said I needed
an answer. I know, I did. I was like, you're crazy, so I'm just kidding. Okay. 4 weeks vacation.
四个礼拜的休假。
4 weeks to minister somewhere else in another church.
然后四个礼拜是允许他们周末可以去别的地方服事。
Because we believe in building the kingdom, not just our church.
因为我们相信建造神的国度不只是我们地方教会而已。
But every 5 to 7 depending on their function in the church.
但是每五年或七年，根据他们在教会里面不同的服事。
They get an additional 4 weeks sabbatical.
他们的安息年当中，他们可以再多有四个礼拜的休假。
We actually change their phone number during this time.
在他们休假的时候，我们会给他们一个新的电话号码。
We put a new SIM card in their phone with a new number.
是一个新的电话号码的 SIM card 在他们的电话里面。
The other number has a voicemail that says, I'm so sorry I missed your call, but I'm on sabbatical until this date.
然后另外旧的那个电话号码会有语音信箱说，对不起，我没有办法接到你的电话，因为我在安息，直到什么时间。
If you have an emergency, please contact so-and-so.
如果你有任何的紧急状况，请跟这位人联络。
Or leave a message, and one of our other pastors will get back in touch with you.
或者是可以留言，我们其他的牧师会跟你联络。
Then they can give that new private number out to just their family and their friends for fun things.
他们可以把这个新的电话号码给他们的家人跟他们的亲友，是做好玩的事情，在安息的假期当中。
We also change their email.
我们也会改他们的 email.
We take their computer and we disable their email.
我们会把他们的电脑拿过来，然后让他们的 email 没有办法再收信。
We give them a new private email they can give to only family and friends.
给他们一个新的个人的电子信箱，是只能给他们亲友的。
Their email then goes to some other pastors who take care of their emails while they're gone.
他们原本的 email 会去到其他的牧者、传道人当中，他们会帮他解决这些事情。
So that when they come back from sabbatical,
所以当他们休假、安息回来的时候
，they don't have a stack of emails.
他们没有一大堆要回复的 email.
They don't have a stack of voicemails.
也没有一大堆要回复的
留言。They truly get a rest.
他们可以真正的休息。
I would rather my pastors rest.
我宁可我的传道同工休息
，than for one of my other pastors to tell me，
也不要其中一个传道人跟我说
，Pastor so and so and his wife are having marital problems。
我们这个传道人跟他的妻子，他们的婚姻碰到问题了。
It is important to me that as an employer, as a senior pastor, a lead pastor, I provide a culture of rest for my employees.
作为一个主任牧师，对我来说非常重要的，我需要营造一个安息的文化在我的传道同工的团队里面。
I don't want God telling me one day you work your employees to death.
我不要有一天神告诉我说你把你的同工操到死啊。
I can trust God to provide.
我可以相信神会供应。
This is important.
这是很重要的。
It's very, very important.
是非常重要的。
Let me tell you one other thing, God, a personal illustration in my life.
让我跟大家再分享一个我个人的一个经历。
When I took my first sabbatical,
当我休我第一次的这个安息的假期的时候
，the elders gave me 8 weeks off.
我们的长老们给我八个礼拜的休假。
Again, because I like math.
因为我很喜欢数学啊。
8 times 7 is 56.
八乘以七等于多少？五十六。
56 days.
五十六天。
One day toward the end of sabbatical,
在五十六天快要结束之前的一天
，I just felt like myself again.
我真的感觉到好像又是回到我自己那种感觉。
It had been 5 years since I had started the church.
那是我牧刚刚创办 Gateway 五年了。
And all of a sudden, I felt like the way I felt before I started the church.
然后突然我感觉好像是我开创 Gateway 教会之前的那种感觉回来了。
I was relaxed.
我很放松。
I was happy.
我很开心。
I felt like I didn't have a care in the world.
我觉得我没有任何的忧虑在我里面。
And the Lord, I said, Lord, I feel like me again.
我说神，我终于感觉像我自己了。
And so the Lord said to me,
然后主就对我说,
What day is this?
今天是第几天啊?
Again, because numbers add up in my mind without me trying to get them to.
因为我这个数字在我里面常常就会自由的出, 自然出来。我自然跟他说,
It's the 53rd day of my sabbatical.
哦, 是对我休息的第53天。
53.
是第53天。
And when I thought that,
当我这样想的时候,
the Lord said to me,
主就跟我说,
You owed 52 Sabbaths.
你亏欠了五十二个安息日。
You owed 1 year of days off.
你亏欠了是一年一年的安息日哦。
And I remember saying, Lord, you mean I owed you 52 days?
我说神，你的意思是说我亏欠你五十二天的安息日。
And the Lord said, Oh no, 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 no.
神说不不不不不不不。
You didn't owe me 52 days.
亏欠我五十二天安息日。
You owed you 52 days.
你亏欠你自己五十二日的安息日。
I gave you Sabbath as a gift.
我给你安息日是一个礼物啊。
But every week you never opened it.
可是每一个礼拜你都不把这个礼物打开。
And the Lord said to me,
然后主就对我说，
You can live with this peace that you have right now.
你现在可以活在你现在得着的这个 安息跟平安里面。你可以活在这样一个喜乐的里面。
And it's really simple, Robert.
很简单哦 ，Robert。
Just take a day off.
就是一个礼拜休假一天。
Every week.
每一个礼拜休假一天。
Amen.
Amen.
Just take a day off.
就是休假一天吧。
Here's what I'd like to do.
我想要做的是这个。
If you struggle in this area,
如果你在这个领域当中你有挣扎的
I would like for you to repent and admit it to the Lord.
我要你向神来认罪，然后向神来悔改。
So I want you to swallow your pride.
所以我要你可以吞下你的骄傲。
And if you struggle taking a day off every week,
如果每一个礼拜休假一天对你要是个挣扎的话
I want you to stand up right now.
我要你从你位置上站起来。
Stand up. Do not be embarrassed.
不要感到不好意思，站起来。
Let me pray for you. Just stand up right where you are. Stand up. Come on.
我要为你祷告。
Okay, the first thing I want you to do.
第一个我要你做的是。
I want you to close your eyes.
我要你眼睛闭起来。
I want you to have a moment alone with God.
我要你跟神有个独处的时间。
And I want you to repent.
我要你来向他悔改。
I want you to tell the Lord.
我要你向主来说。
Lord, I realize this is for my benefit.
主，我知道这是为我自己的益处。
But I'm sorry.
主，我对不起。
That I have not trusted you.
因为我没有信赖你。
In this area of my life.
在我生命当中这个领域当中没有信赖你。
And I ask you to forgive me.
我向你来求来赦免我。
And I make a commitment right now.
今天我向你来委身。
I am going to begin to honor the Sabbath.
我要开始尊荣安息日。
I'm going to begin to rest 1 day a week.
我要一个礼拜休息一天。
Now, Father, you see my brothers and sisters.
父神，你看见到我们中间的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, you know what a struggle this is for all of us, especially in ministry.
你知道对我们大部分人来说是个挣扎，特别是在全职服事里面的人。
But Lord, thank you for grace.
但是主，我们感为你的恩典感谢你。
Thank you that we can come and repent.
感谢你，我们可以到你面前来悔改。
That we can change our mind about something.
我们可以改变我们的心思意念关于安息。
And you then give us the ability to change our behavior.
你也可以给我们能力改变我们的行为。
So I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters.
主，我特别为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I pray that today will be a life changing day.
让今天成为他们生命改变的一天。
I pray they will live longer.
我要祷告他们在地的日子是长久。
I pray they will be healthier.
他们的在地的日子是健康的。
I pray God they will do more for the kingdom.
他们可以为神的国度成就更多。
With less time.
然后拥有蒙福的人生。
I pray God they'll be good husbands and fathers.
他们成为好的丈夫，好的爸爸。
Good wives and mothers.
好的妻子，好的妈妈。
Good pastors and leaders.
好的牧师，好的领袖。
Because your blessing is on them.
因为你的祝福临到他们的身上。
So I bless them.
所以我也祝福他们。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福大家。